Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Brand new GDP numbers for quarter three released just moments ago. I've got no idea what they are. Chief Business Correspondent Christine Romans, Business Correspondent Christine Romans does.
2%. That is less than expected.
That's bad. Oh, that's bad.
I want to remind everyone of the prime directive, live long and prosper with candy. All right, now. Beam me up.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Again, we face an inflection point cut. That's what I call it. Middle tax cut. Fundamentally would be viewed as a fundamental change because we are once again going to be the innovators.
You are murdering the King's English, etc.
Shut up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to talk about what they're doing to the state police in a little while, but I wanted to talk about a subject we haven't brought up hardly at all over the past few months, and that's the Boston mayor's race. And that's because, you know what, I didn't really care much for any of the candidates, and I suspected that you, the audience, didn't really care much, feel like you had somebody you could root for, somebody who was going to represent your best interests. So I've kind of given it a leaving alone. But I got a call today from Reverend Eugene Rivers, and he's a prominent clergyman in the community. And he wanted to make a pitch for one of the two candidates, the candidate who's been basically running behind, Anissa Esabi George. She's been endorsed today by my newspaper, the Boston Herald, as you know or you may know. Michelle Wu has been endorsed by the Boston Globe. And Wu has been running ahead. But I just wanted to discuss this with Reverend Rivers, and he wants to make the case for George, the city councilor at large. Reverend Rivers, thanks for joining us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Listen, it's an honor. I've been following you for all of your tender years. I followed you. You're a bad man. So I'm honored to be on the show.
Thank you. We're glad to have you on the show. And so tell us why are you for Councilor George?
Okay. The short of it is that Councilor George is receiving my support and growing numbers of black people because of all of the candidates, bar none. The facts are she is the only candidate that produced an agenda, a program, and put a dollar amount to it. Now, let me go through this. Kim Janey, black woman, black girl magic, nothing. City Councilor Andrea Campbell, talk black. When it came to substantive, programmatic, policy, prescriptive agendas, there was nothing. And so this was not a race-based discussion. It was a performance-based discussion. The question was, in contrast to rhetoric, who are proposing programs where there can be measurable results evaluated? It's on the basis of that. It's on the basis of that that Mr. Sabi George, who intuitively I wouldn't have necessarily thought would have gone this way, that put a proposal for the first time in the history of black people in the city of Boston, this was an agenda which could be debated and evaluated. Now, that's the first reason. Second reason, what I find astonishing and really should infuriate the black community, is that we call her the Woo up here in the hood. She's the Woo. The Woo.
The Woo? Watch out. Watch out, Reverend Rivers. You can still get canceled, too, just like the rest of us.
Listen. I want them to bring it to the hood. Come to the hood and cancel me. I'm saying that the Woo, T-H-A, the Woo never felt any political or moral obligation to present an alternative program. And this is my point. The world felt so little and was so indifferent to the suffering of black people, she felt no intellectual, political, or moral obligation to say, I have an agenda which is better. I'm going to produce measurable outcomes. I'm going to explain to you why my ideas on softcore defunding of the police is going to benefit black people who live in the poorest neighborhoods in the doggone city.
Well, why has she been? Why has the woo been endorsed by Ayanna Pressley and the fake Indian? Okay, go ahead.
You sitting down? I'm gonna go. Listen, Ayanna Pressley and all of the black elite who are fundamentally disconnected from the black poor. The fix was in Elizabeth Warren, who I personally organized a meeting for when she was still trying to get her Pocahontas thing straight. We brought her to the black community. I, with Charles Ogletree, convened a meeting with black clergy, right? She came very dutifully with her Bible to let us know that she was pious and loved God. And then we never saw her again. This woman, the Wu, is a protege of someone who sought the black community support and never once showed her face to say, how can I, given your support for me, help the black community? I'm saying that all of these black elected officials are on the take. Now, mind you, Brother Carr, being on the take would be politically defensible if you got something. These people have chosen to be ideological quarter fans for free.
She's also endorsed by the Boston Globe, the wokest of woke publications.
Let's talk about the Globe. Let's talk about my friends at the Globe. Look, the deal is, from the top, the ideological and political fix was in. So that, and this is amazing, and actually in some sense, with the exception of Joan Bernanke, who's probably the only adult in terms of editorial writers, right? With the exception of Joan Bernanke, the Globe had made the political calculation, we're not in journalism. We're suspending journalistic integrity. We're going to, the fix is in, and we're going to run and provide cover for someone who may have some members of her family implicated in violating the Civil Rights Act by discriminating against black people. Black people represent, 30% of the population, and the East Boston Savings Bank, right, during the COVID period, produced not one loan to address the suffering of black people.
Now, these are pretty serious charges you're making here, Reverend Rivers, against her family, against Wu's family.
Let me say this, Howard. I want a public discussion. If I'm wrong, I want someone to investigate this stuff and establish the incorrectness or the veracity of the charges. And see, and my point in raising these issues is that for this entire campaign, there has been no discussion of any of this. Redlining, benefiting from inside deals, none of this is discussed. Now, mind you, had Rivers looked the wrong way, there'd have been above the fold feature on me. That's number one. Number two, there has not been an honest discussion in the paper of record until today. Has not engaged in honest intellectual journalism, and my point with them is that the issue of $100 million being proposed for the black community should have gotten their attention simply as a function of their concern
They covered themselves in a way by endorsing Andrea Campbell in the preliminary election, did they not?
No, that's exactly right. Look, Andrea Campbell was the cover. In other words, they said, okay, now, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, we got to have somebody black, right? So to cover ourselves, we'll endorse this black woman who's probably not going to go the distance, but at least we cover the Negro colored card. So that's how they got around that, as opposed to using their power to have an intellectually honest, and the thing that's deepest is the intellectual dishonesty of not engaging this. Especially, and this is what's really amazing, in a city which has got racial poverty rates that are the worst worth $8 per person. The liberal globe, is supposed to be the friends of the colored people, should have been promoting a discussion that explored all the issues, as opposed to promoting what's essentially a cover-up.
Reverend Rivers, we're almost out of time, so you're telling your advice to your fellow Boston voters is to vote for George on Tuesday.
Vote for results. No, we ain't gonna make it personal. My argument is, and I know you gotta go, vote for results. Wu has not put one proposal on the table because of her depraved indifference to black people. Now, I'm going to get off this phone. Tomorrow, we're going to the East Boston Savings Bank out front at 2 o'clock, and we're going to raise these same issues before the world.
East Boston Savings Bank, that's where Wu's husband works. I don't see anybody but black people in their ads, though, Reverend Rivers. They must like black people.
Well, I know, Robbie, Howie, I know you got to go. That's the con. You put a bunch of black people's faces, like black elected officials that have endorsed her, and then you give the black people zero results. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, be there and be square.
Thank you. That's Reverend Eugene Rivers. He's going to be in at the headquarters of the East Boston Savings Bank tomorrow at 2 o'clock. All right. Thank you very much for being with us, Reverend Rivers. There's so much more going on in the world. You just heard what's going on in the Boston elections. We're going to talk about the state police. We're talking about the Glasgow Climate Conference, the illegal alien proposal. There's so much going on. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. This morning, I was listening to Exile on Main Street. Just such a great way to zone out and think about other times. They seem like dark times then. Now they seem like great times. They seem like the best of days. And, you know, it's just wonderful. Sometimes I like to listen to the podcasts, true crime podcasts. I was listening again this morning to the guy talking about how Whitey Bulger wanted to eat my fingers. Of course, that was from my column. But you can listen to anything with Raycons, and you don't have to worry about bothering someone who's in the room with you. Is
I think
that
tonight,
right?
Yeah, I'm gonna look up to see if Reverend Rivers there has any sermons online. I'm going to listen to him on my Raycons.
He was pretty good. He'd be good with a podcast every week. That was pretty good stuff. But you could—that's the thing. You with Raycons, you can listen to anything you want. Anything. There's hundreds of thousands of podcasts. All the music in all the world. It's all available. And Raycons are the way to go. They're the best way with their everyday earbuds that look, feel, and sound better than ever. The new everyday earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look, and they feel and so much better. And with the optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, they're comfortable and stylish. You get three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode for podcast listening, blues, instrumental, etc. Balanced mode for podcast listening, rock, heavy metal rock, and bass mode for hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the 110 Grill. 110 is expanding into Florida, where you'll soon be able to enjoy all of their favorites that you've come to know and love. You just heard the guy say he wanted to add another municipality to our question here in the poll. He wanted to add St. Pete. And I said, Tampa? Well, we got Tampa's close, but of course, you know, that's the reason why the Tampa Bay Rays don't get much of a turnout, because the stadium's in St. Pete. It's like people think it's like going to Cleveland or something. I don't know what it is. It's weird. But anyway, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were a police officer about to take the $5,000 bonus, where would you like to see a 110 grill? Fort Myers, Naples, Sarasota, or Tampa?
That's where they're on the West Coast. That's where they're starting out. They'll probably come over to the East Coast. But I'm going to go with Naples because it's closest to where I am.
30% say Naples, 27% say Tampa, 23% for Fort Myers, and 20% for Sarasota.
So they all getting pretty good results. So everybody they'll get a lot of business wherever they go and all the places they go. 844-500-4242. And that was interesting to have Reverend Rivers on. But I want to go back to talking about the state police today and what's being done. And it's not just the Massachusetts State Police. There, De Blasio has been saying that he's really happy what he's done. You know, he's threatening the NYPD, the FDNY, the sanitation workers. He doesn't care. He's a lame duck. You know, I mean, he couldn't run for re-election, but his basic philosophy is the voters have spoken. Damn them. So, you know, he doesn't care if he fires all these people. And today, apparently, Charlie Parker, he's slow walking suspensions is what they are, of the state police. Apparently, four more state cops have been suspended today for not getting the vaccine. And some of them work side by side with other unvaccinated state cops. But their process is not at the same time frame. You know, they're lagging behind. They're going to get suspended later. So what he's doing is shooting people and then thinking, well, he's going to scare more people into getting the jab. And I'm sure he will. Some of these people are going to get the jab, but not all of them are going to get the jab. And this thing that happened in New Braintree, I told you about in the first hour, this cop, he thought he was going to be suspended last night. They told him to come to work. He had to go to one of these feel-good seminars to learn how to be to stop other cops from beating up civilians. Not that I think that's a terribly big problem, but he was there for that. And then in the middle of it, after he got a text from a major, a lieutenant came in and bullied him and told him he had to get the hell out of the class. They took him downstairs. They took his uniform off him. He had to leave the academy in New Braintree in his gym shorts, in a T-shirt, apparently. They took away his cruiser, his badge, everything, and they basically humiliated him. He was in the Marines for 6 years. That's 6 years longer than Charlie Parker was in the Marines. He's a third-generation police officer, and they did this to him just to show that they could. There's a guy on the South Shore, canine officer. He had a dog, a big German shepherd named Fathom. Fathom was involved in stopping the rise of the Moors on Independence Day weekend when they fled into the woods off of 128 with rifles. Fathom was there, and so was his handler. Fathom was taken away today. They went down to the South Shore to where the trooper lives, and they basically fired him and took the dog away. I mean, is this the way to treat people? Really? Seriously? You know? And again, these aren't the crooked cops. These are the cops that have done the right thing. These are the cops that were on the job every day. And it's the same thing with the prison guards, the DOC at the Department of Correction. It's the same thing with the nurses at these hospitals. They can't. Now in Rhode Island, they're talking about calling out the National Guard because they can't get enough healthcare workers to replace the ones that are being fired. This is happening around the. Is this right? Is this the way people should be treated? We'll take your calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr. There's so much going on in the world, whether it's stuff you're excited about or stuff you'd rather not think about for too long. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio, and their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. They come with an improved rubber oil look and feel, plus three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best, with just the right amount of bass. There's also a built-in mic so you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, my listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You can see a picture tomorrow of Fathom in the Herald. We're taking it off the state police website. He's like the poster dog, almost, of the MSP canine unit. And he was taken away from his...
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
He was taken away from his partner today. I don't know. I'm not defending those people that were out on the Turnpike, Troop E. All those people, they stole tens of thousands of dollars, some of them, and they were allowed to pay the money back by Charlie Parker, and I know he claimed union contracts, et cetera, et cetera. But they didn't fire those guys, and now they're out on big pensions. And these guys aren't going to get big pensions. And by the way, someone asked me today, is Brian Erickson, the state cop who was dishonorably discharged, is he going to get a pension? I'm pretty sure he isn't, because he got the dishonorable discharge. He's 39 years old. I don't think he had enough years in to vest. He'll get his money back that he put into the system, but he's not going to get the big bucks like the Foxborough Flasher did, for instance, who was allowed to go out. He's like 30. That Foxborough Flasher's 35, and he went out with like $75,000 a year. That's not bad for a guy who was exposing himself at a country music concert after getting into a drunken brawl in Vegas a week earlier. What happened in Vegas didn't stay in Vegas in that case. But again, we're not talking about the Foxborough Flasher or Brian Erickson or the Providence lover boy, Korea. We're not talking about those guys. These guys are straight arrows, and they're getting screwed. If you want to know more about this, you can go to their website, www.MSPmedicalfreedom.com. You can read up on this. They could use some help too. They're hiring their own lawyers. SPAM is the union is doing what it can. State Police Association of Massachusetts, and they've stepped up their game recently. But they're basically still getting rolled. I mean, they can't. The thing is, they have no recourse in court. None of the correctional officers don't. The state police don't. The nurses don't. Up in Maine, the nurses got nixed by an Obama judge. I mean, it's just really bad. I think that they're being treated this way. You know, and again, illegal aliens, the people who are now going to get $500,000 for invading the country if Biden gets his way, they don't have to get a vaccine. Congress doesn't have to get a vaccine. Congress is being treated with, according to Joe Rogan, the doctor he talked to, 100 to 200 members of Congress have been treated with hydroxychloroquine and or ivermectin, which it's hard for you to get it now if you're in Massachusetts, those drugs. But if you're a congressman, you can get it. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Listen, you know what? Regarding the state police, they took an oath to protect and serve. They're not protecting and serving the community if they don't get vaccinated.
Come
and
on.
And that's the end of the story.
Wait. Have you seen how many people in the UK, for example, in August, 70% of the people who died were fully vaccinated, Phil.
We're not in the UK, Howie. We're in America. Those people didn't.
You think it's any different? You think, our numbers are not. Do you think our numbers are believable, Phil?
Howie, did the state.
No, the answer, your hesitation produces the answer no. You don't believe our numbers.
On national radio, you're going to lie to me? They took an oath, Howie, you know it. Protect and serve. It says that on the cruiser. Wake up.
What does taking the vaccination have to do with that? If they tell you they didn't Fauci say, didn't Birx, who has now become she's attacking Trump and Dr. Scott Atlas, didn't they all say if you're vaccinated you don't have anything to worry about? Didn't they say that?
Howie.
They did, didn't they?
Dr. Fauci said, take the vaccine, everybody get vaccinated, we'll get ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. It's these bums, they don't want to take the vaccine because they're anti-vaxxer flat.
Wait a second. Wait. Do you acknowledge that some people have had adverse reactions to this vaccine? Do you acknowledge that?
I can acknowledge, yes, sir. I can acknowledge that it's well documented.
So why would you, if you're in a group, you're physically fit, you're below the age of 75, say, or 80, and you don't have any comorbidities. Why would you want to take the chance of getting the vaccine if you don't have to get the vaccine? I mean, granted, it's probably a minor risk, but why would you want to take the risk at all?
Because I'll tell you, we live in America. We are a society.
That's it. We live in a free country. How about our bodies ourselves, Phil?
Not for individuals, Howie. The society comes first. The majority rules. Protect the majority. That's the way it is.
I don't think it protects anybody. And what about happen to our bodies ourselves? What else can they make you do? If they can make you do this, what else can they make you do, Phil?
Howie, our country is a good country, Howie. They're going to take care of us. They know what's best.
They're going to take care of us. I don't want to be taken care of. I want to be left alone. And that's all these people want, is to be left alone. And they're not, and again, the disease, 99.9 or thereabouts percent of the population is not going to die from this disease. Why are you forcing a group of people, the workers in big companies who can't fight back, and people who work for the government, why are you forcing them to get a shot when illegal aliens don't have to get the shot? Why do the guards have to get the shot, but the inmates don't have to get the shot? How the hell does that make any sense? Why are they setting up stations in the parking lots of the prison where if you're visiting the prisoners, you can get a test, or if you're a lawyer for the prisoners, you can get a test, but if you're a guard, you can't get a test. You get fired if you don't take the shot. How does that make any sense? Who would have ever thought I would be standing up for state employees like this? But I am. Thanks for the call, Phil. Andre, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andre.
How you doing, Howie? Hey, I might need the voice changer. I don't know.
We got the voice changer. It's available. It's the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show.
There you go. Hey, bottom line is I'm actually in the National Guard, and it's funny because when they did the deployments down to for the inauguration, when they did the deployments, that money that paid for that is the same pot of money for enlistment bonuses and for re-enlistment bonuses. So that money was, they stopped a lot of the bonuses towards the end of the year to make up for the shortfall. So here comes the new fiscal year, and now bonuses are almost non-existent.
But you guys are being called up, or I don't know if you're being called up, but they're being called up in a lot of states. You know, the thing is, too, a lot of these woke governors, These are the same people who wanted to throw the reserves off of the college campuses, ROTC, Reserve Officers Training Corps. They're the ones who don't like the National Guard because they think they're used to put down riots in the cities. But now, oh, the National Guard's going to help us out. Do they ever stop to think that a lot of the National Guard are police and fire who aren't getting the vaccine? And again, today the state police were suspending people. And, you know, suspending is, that's a euphemism. It's progressive discharge. They're going to fire them if they don't get the shot. They were firing people or getting rid of them who were sitting next to other unvaccinated state troopers. How does this, this is just pure punishment. And where the hell is the colonel? I'm told the colonel is in Maine today at a women's conference, Colonel Mason. Like, as I said earlier in the show, like Al Capone going to Miami Beach for St. Valentine's Day, 1929, so that when the massacre in the garage on North Clark Avenue took place, he could be queried by reporters and say, only Bugs Moran shoots like that. You know? So Mason is letting other people do their dirty work for him. And you know what the rank and file are saying too? They're saying these lieutenants who were acting as the hitmen for the Charlie Parker, Karen Polito administration. You know, these guys, these rank and file that you're stabbing in the back, they know a lot about you guys. Do you have any problems? You know what kind of problems I'm talking about. I won't even name the problems that some of these guys might have. Do you think these people are going to, these state cops are going to talk to people like me about the problems that some of the brass have? 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, if I was in the National Guard, I'd be angry for the governor using me as forced scab labor.
You know, that's a good way to put it, Joe. That's a really good way to put it. Scab labor. That's what they, you know, that's, I mean, I know they don't have a choice because they took the oath too, but that's what they're being used as. You're right.
And on top of that, if I was an employer, chances are these people in the National Guard are some of my best employees, and I'm going to lose them to go do dirty work for the governor and his progressive ideas, right?
Right, because he's had a fit of pique against the state police and the DOC and any other employee who says my body myself.
Exactly, it makes no sense, Howie.
It doesn't.
It's dictatorial.
It is, and he's going to pay a price. You know, they're recruiting people for Jeff Thiel's campaign. He can't. I'm telling you. A lot of reporters, quote unquote reporters, in the amen chorus that is the Boston media, don't understand how unpopular Charlie Parker is with rank and file Republican voters, and the DOC union backed him. I don't know if the SPAM backed him. I think SPAM probably did back him, but most of the state troopers voted for him. And how many state troopers you think are going to vote for him now, or DOC? And, you know, we're talking about a very small universe with Republican primary voters. And he's not going to get any of their votes. 844-500-4242, 617. I have one kidney. I can't get the vaccine. Is it my fault people are getting COVID? No, it's not your fault. We're going to have to play some of those cuts from last Thursday. 6 days ago, they went out to Worcester to the graduation of the class of the state police, and there are 168 of them. I think that's how they figure they're going to get around this. This is like, remember when the high-tech companies would bring over Indian workers on these H-1B or whatever they call them, visas, and they would have the American workers train them, and then they would bring in these people and pay a minimum wage? That's what the state police think is being done with these new recruits. They're going to be trained, and then they're going to be replacing all the people who don't want to take the shot. 844 800-500-4242. We'll take a lot more calls when we come back, and we'll play some of these cuts from Charlie Parker and Karen Pay-to-Play Polito about how they've got the back of the state police. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. That's half a minute, 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled T-A-S-E-R.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
This is in many ways a difficult time to be in public safety. What I can say to all of you is that you are prepared and you will be supported.
Not. That's what he told the state police. You will be supported. And this is what they're doing. Now they're starting to fire them, basically. By the way, you know what today is? October 28th? It's National First Responders Day. National First Responders Day is set aside to honor the men and women who act quickly when an emergency is at hand. First responders dedicate their lives to save lives. They are the people who run toward a crisis while the rest of the world flees. They're the people who are being fired today in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and about to be fired in New York and other places as well. 844-500-4242. By the way, we still have a few of our cheap bastard deals left. Cape Gunworks, New England's premier gun range in Hyannis. We have a full year, 1 year memberships to Cape Gunworks. It's a $500 value for just $250. And they're also waiving the $175 initiation fee, so you're getting a $675 value for just $250. You can get it at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. It's all kinds of free use of the gun range. No copay when you use the range. You can bring in a guest anytime for free. Discounts on classes, on guns and ammo. 30-day satisfaction guarantee, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great deal. $675 value for $250. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
You know, Howie, this reminds me of those 50s film noir movies. You know, the state police who have to be his bodyguards. And lo and behold, Gropey gets away with what he did. Not even, you know, the old saying, thanks for nothing, Charlie. Thanks for nothing.
You know, how about no good deed goes unpunished? That's another cliche that comes to mind here, right?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And with regards to that guy Phil that called, I mean, he's an imbecile. You know, I was an Army medic. You know, mefloquine hydrochloride they gave us as an anti-malarial at the beginning of the war.
Yeah.
Mefloquine hydrochloride, number one side effect, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and hallucinations. Boy, what could possibly go wrong? And then after a couple of years, they decided that maybe we shouldn't be giving a drug that causes some people to have anxiety and depression, and you wonder why so many people are killing themselves.
Well, you know, Johnny, that's a good point. You know, the state police are the people who were not taking the vaccine. They're worried about – they have a high suicide rate to begin with, first responders. They're worried that some people are just going to, you know – do something bad to themselves. You know, like the guy that was basically tossed out of the state police for going after Whitey Bulger for doing the right thing against the establishment, just like these guys are doing. He ended up killing himself. You know, they don't want that to happen again. This is just really bad bad behavior by the regime. And there will be there will be a payback at the polls next year, if they're still around, if they decide to seek re-election, which I don't think they're going to do. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.